This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yada, yada, yada. Here we are. To yak about the world. It's 7 after the hour. It's September 5th, Labor Day. This is the only live syndicated program on, probably in the world. Right, Jennifer? Jennifer has always
probably.
Had this. Yeah. This is the honor of being connected to me. James Collins was happy to learn upon his new experience at our new originating network, the USA Radio Network down in Dallas, that he would be on duty, on call for most every holiday. I used to be on Christmas and New Year's, but Jennifer and Victoria put an end to that, although Victoria...
We went on strike.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that could be it's part of Labor Day, in essence. Today, Labor Day for most Americans, Labor Day, the weekend, symbolizes the end of summertime. The actual celebration, if that's what you want to call it, is that the right word for it, a celebration?
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah. You're celebrating Labor Day. Most people have
worker.
The day off. The American
yeah.
worker.
Right.
I don't even know if people really understand why we take Labor Day off, but, you know.
I'm not sure I do anymore. The American workforce is so fractured, fragmented, if you will. But originally it was created to commemorate the contributions of the working class. Federal holiday back in 1894. There were strikes protesting the unfair and unsafe working conditions. The Industrial Revolution started in the early 1880s, as you may remember. I was reaching for the, I should have remembered this from my days understanding and creating American, not creating American history, but creating memories in my mind. The name I couldn't grasp was Samuel Gompers. I kept looking around for that. Gompers was
How could
the...
How you forget Samuel
I know. That was the thing. I'm coming up with Samuel in my mind, and I didn't say it earlier, in the earlier hour we were talking about this. Gompers was the president of the American Federation of Labor, the AFL.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Congress on Industrial, whatever, the CIO, it's Congress of Industrial Organizations, I think that's when they got together, after World War II. So they have one big, great big union group, if you will. I'm looking back to something that I saw in print from 1910. Of all the holidays, there is not one which stands so conspicuously for social advancement of the common man as the first Monday in September. Well, that reads like a good socialist manifesto, and I guess in a manner of speaking, it is. The people who are running big businesses were responsible for their own fate because they were greedy, and I know that sometimes when I use that term, it takes people back. I'm a capitalist. Jennifer is through and through and through and through. And without me, without her, without the people that run businesses, there are no workers. So let's kind of put them all together, excuse me, on Labor Day and acknowledge both. But then there were those, you know, once these people, the railroads were really the first ones that were so abusive. The old coolies, remember those stories? I don't even think it's politically correct to call them coolies anymore, even that's what they were called. The Chinese laborers that were responsible in the main for building the railroad, especially west of Mississippi, it was all coolie labor. They had, you know, after slavery was supposedly outlawed at the end of the Civil War, then instead of blacks being used as slaves, they brought the Chinese in and basically paid them a dollar a day or some ridiculous amount of money for doing all the work. How come that, you know, that brings me around to thinking about where we are today. A lot of people think we are in the midst of a civil war.
I hate that people keep saying that.
Yeah, right.
It's just so stupid, and politicians are now picking up on it, and it's just...
We have the worst crop of politicians ever in the history of the country. Worst. and there have been some bad ones, but collectively, we have some really horrible, horrible people, some horrible realities in terms of our politicians. Matter of fact, some people in the news, starting with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, I don't, Jennifer and Victoria teased me because I thought that she was attractive. In a manner of speaking.
Yeah. Well, you're into the that type of woman, blonde and you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I don't know. Look, I've met her and been up close and personal with her. I don't think she's unattractive, actually. So I think, you know, you could do worse, actually.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently she's got a lot of people thinking she might have flexed her pipes on American Idol. There's a viral video floating around. I'm not sure the speculation is correct, however. She's getting talked about on Twitter a lot right now, but not for the usual political stuff that she says. There's apparently an old Idol clip from the first season showing a rambunctious woman's audition in front of Simon, Paul, and Randy. The lady's name is listed as Stephanie Sugarman, told the producers at the time that she was 23 and from Alta Loma, California, which is where Rancho Cucamonga is. And not, does that help? And only for those of us who are close into that area do we know where Rancho Cucamonga. I used to love to take calls. There was something when I was on KBC. Did you get calls now on KRLA
all the time from Rancho Cucamonga?
Right. Oh, yeah. Great place. Anyway, so this lady's tryout left an impression on audiences and the judges. It wasn't necessarily good. Stephanie Sugarman was eliminated after singing Knockin' Das Boots.
Knockin' Das Boots.
Some colorful
people
commentary.
People think that this is Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is that
yes,
what it is?
Yes, right, exactly. That's what Twitter thinks anyway.
Of course. And Twitter thinks a lot of things, you know.
Right. Apparently, she did perform under a stage name. And apparently, they look, Stephanie Sugarman looked as a real person, and she looks just like, apparently, Green and vice versa. So that's where this came up. But she's, what, has Green been married twice?
Apparently, I don't know how many times.
It was an interesting, remember we talked about this once a year or so ago about her and tantric connections to a bunch of men?
Yeah.
I think I remember that. Quite vividly, as a matter of fact. Okay, so anyway, that's the story. On we got some other people in the news. This is kind of, what time is it, 14 after? Let's do the story about David Muir on ABC interviewing Mr. Zelensky, president of Ukraine. Exclusive interview. Let's see here. Zelensky accused the Russian military of using this nuclear plant as a weapon.
Yeah,
duh.
Sure.
Right. So is it, he said that they're using it as a nuclear threat, kind of like what we're, I've told the story 100 times about my visit to Ukraine and to Kiev and the fact that Chernobyl is only 30, 40 miles from the airport. And this was, I went in there, I think, 3-4 years after the Chernobyl accident. Anyway, what Zelensky says, this is the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe. It's bigger than 6 Chernobyls. And if they occupy it, they could use it as a nuclear weapon. Are they that stupid would be my question, because that's the end of them. They would be destroyed. Look at how long, this is how, who's, this is very frustrating to me. The Russians said that they'd take over Ukraine in 3 days. Okay, so this is almost a year later, and the Ukrainians have put them to the task.
Mm-hmm.
They have, for whatever, however they've done their military thing, they've done their military thing. Now, is it that the Russians are frustrated and they have no other way of doing that? I don't know why or how. I would have thought that the Zelensky people would have, the first thing they want to protect was that area of Ukraine where this big, this huge nuclear power plant is. Anyway, so that's part of the story that he told to David Muir. And it was, I think that aired Was it last night? I'm not sure.
It was last night.
It was last night. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Russian forces are now occupying this nuclear power plant. The Ukrainian workers are still operating because the Russians don't know how to operate it. Duh. They don't know
how to do anything. That's also in itself a huge danger because they've got this huge nuclear power plant under their control and they don't really know how to use it. And they're threatening to blow the thing up. And so what he said in the interview is that they're using this as a weapon in their fight because they do have control of it and they don't know what they're doing. It's not just frightening for Ukraine, by the way. That's frightening for the entire world because it's not like it just stays in Ukraine.
No, I mean, it ruins that whole area, for heaven's sakes, that whole area of, it's that area of Europe that it goes down for years and years and years. 17 and change after the hour. Let me tell you a bit about something that is pretty exciting, actually. If you're selling your home, here's a fix for the smelly problem in your home by Thunderstorm air purifiers. And then the air gets cleaned. It'll be easier for you to sell your home. We all know we've gone into homes, especially when older people, for some reason or other, there's a smell. Do you know what I mean, Jennifer? When you go into an older person's
house. It's musty.
Yeah. And so if that's the case with you, here's what you do. You go online to EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, excuse me, EdenPureDeals.com, and order three of these Thunderstorm air purifiers, all natural filters, that is, removes all the stuff. It's a filtration system without actual filters. Pretty amazing, the technology. Air purifiers, three of them for under $200 right now. So you're saving about 50% of the normal cost. Eden Pure. Now, the parent company's been around for 50 years. They're manufactured in America, in Canton, Ohio. Most employees have been with the company for 15 years or more. So here's a way to celebrate Labor Day. Celebrate American workers and get your house cleaned up at the same time. Getting rid of odors and all that stuff. Check it out at EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code Doug3.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa! That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Statins, when they shouldn't. What's the story here, Ken?
Stopping prescribed statin medication early or even at age 80 instead of using it for a lifetime may actually substantially reduce protection against heart disease.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I celebrate Rihanna and Nirvana here in the social media trending section. Doug Zdersky, right? Rihanna and Nirvana, not necessarily together. Let's start with Rihanna. That was her singing there. This was an interesting reality. She did her part to help staffers at the Caviar restaurant. She was tidying up with she and a group of friends asked the crew to stay open past closing so they could enjoy a few bites of caviar. Ugh. So anyway, isn't she a new mother, Rihanna? She's a new mother,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, she is.
She had baggy jeans on, oversized pair of lace-up pointy toe heels. So who cares about all this stuff? You? This is a page six story, if I ever saw one. They had caviar, champagne, and what is sashimi?
Oh, that's like raw fish.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, so what were they celebrating?
Not a big sushi guy, huh?
No, not at all. So apparently she was having a night out without her boyfriend. Who's her boyfriend?
ASAP Rocky, who's, I think, wanted for murder right now. Or,
oh, swell.
I don't know. He might have been busy. I don't know if he's allowed to leave the
house. Been busy. But hasn't she made a lot of money with her, like, clothing lines and stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, her Fenty, which is, like, a lingerie brand. And then yeah. She's got her her makeup line as well.
Oh.
Huge.
All right. So,
but
anyway,
it's
she
cool.
Was...
It shows she's down to earth that she helped clean up the restaurant. Yeah. If she was going to stay late, might as well.
Why shouldn't she? Exactly. Right. All right. So that takes care of the Rihanna news. Nirvana after this.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Hearing Aid from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage.
you can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
I never understood the popularity of this group. Never, 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 never.
They have quite the cult following, though.
Yeah. So a judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Nirvana over their 1991 album cover, which showed him naked as a baby. Okay. Spencer Eldon is now 31. Said his appearance in front of the Nevermind record constituted child sexual abuse.
Uh-oh.
The judge said he had left it, he was too late to claim that he'd been exploited. His legal avenues were all but exhausted. He cannot refile a case. So anyway, the focus was on a photograph of young Mr. Eldon, which depicted him swimming naked in a pool toward a dollar bill, which had a fish hook in it. He argued that he'd been unable to consent to the picture being used.
Yeah, because he was like 10 months old.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. Well, 100,000 didn't get it. 28 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that...
I tend to second guest dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge.
Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I also spoke with Premier Mo of Saskatchewan to highlight that the federal government will be there with the resources necessary right now in this time of crisis.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time. We all wait for the coroner's findings. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
An intro to, you know, Dracula movies and Frankenstein movies.
In a Windows 10 or 11 operating system, there is no way to remove the Edge web browser from Microsoft. In fact, if you go to the Google Chrome download page with the Microsoft browser, it will not allow you to download Google Chrome web browser. Americans in whole just prefer the Chrome browser. A new security update has been released. If you go to your Google Chrome browser, go to Settings, then Privacy and Security, you can make sure that you are up to date. The government in California is growing to include fast food workers' workplace standards.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Labor Day that aims to create standards for working conditions for the fast food industry in the state. The bill creates a 10-member council that will establish standards on things such as working hours and wages. The industry complained the bill would raise costs that restaurants will in turn serve to customers alongside their meals. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
This guy paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River on a pumpkin. You want to visualize that for a moment? 846-pound pumpkin. He was trying to sail past the Guinness World Record of 25 miles on a pumpkin.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after, it's Labor Day, September 5th. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. A lot of times what happens on a holiday is that stations that would carry us earlier or later will carry us live, and the program repeats all day, every day, anyway, at gooddayshow.com. So the whole program you can hear whenever you want to. If it's on your local station at a certain time and you hear an hour and you want to hear 2 hours, well, we've got you covered. As what do you, James says, I got you covered. All right, we've got you covered. GoodDayShow.com is where you go to get that action in your transaction. Jennifer Horn.
If you want to be cool, you say, I got your six.
Got you. Wow, what does that mean? I got your six.
I got your back. I got your six. I got your back.
I thought six was in, was your the abs thing. Six pack.
Oh, like a six pack?
Yeah.
That is, but yes. But if I say I've got your six, that means I got your back.
Okay. Glad to know that. Somebody make a note of that, please. Here's some good news from Georgia. Couple
Just say that like Donald Trump. From Georgia?
Yeah, right. On our mind. There's a couple that gets a daily visit from a couple of wild birds. broke into their home a year ago. Let's see here. Georgina Bow and Kristen Allen get daily visits from a group of wild lorikeets. I don't know what a lorikeet is. You know what a lorikeet is?
Like a parakeet.
Like a parakeet, only lonely, I guess.
Right.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Their new feathered friends first started visiting last year. They flew through their balcony door hoping to score some lunch. Okay, good. They lived in trees opposite the patio of this couple. And they left the door open one summer morning. The birds saw their opportunity.
Whamma.
And they broke in. So there we go. That's very exciting. Okay, who cares?
Well, that's a good story.
You like
the birds?
Yeah. Right. Today is Labor Day. So let's go back, if we can, a little bit to the history of the Labor Department. We have the Secretary of Labor now is the former mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh. So he's all over the place today, talking about the values and virtues of the American laborer, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not taking away. It's just it's another political opportunity to listen to a bunch of loaded crap that is meaningless. The discussion of Labor Day and what it really means and what it's all about, politicians want to make all of this stuff their own. And the reason there is a Labor Day is because politicians understood that there were more workers than there were leaders. So even though most of the campaign contributions come from leaders and not from workers, they still felt like they had to do something for the workers. And it's not a bad idea because the workers needed some help back during the sweatshop days. The first labor department was the first cabinet agency led by a woman. Right? Got it? The first cabinet meeting was held on November 26th, 1791.
What was meeting, it like back then?
Shall I go on now? That meeting
was so long.
Yeah.
These folks just wouldn't shut up.
All right. It took them 142 years after that meeting to get the Labor Department in as part of the federal government. March 4th, 1933, Francis Perkins became the first Secretary of Labor under FDR. First woman to hold any position in a presidential cabinet. And there's a picture of her on the cover of Time magazine from August 1933. She had served as an appointed commissioner in New York for the Department of Labor, and that was Roosevelt was governor of New York, I think, in 1929, just as all of the realities of the world melted. So anyway, she was Secretary of Labor for 12 years, long as Roosevelt was in office, longest-serving Secretary of Labor in history. She was described as brisk and brusque, which is an interesting combination, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brisk and brusque. That means brisk, she was, you know what.
She moved fast and she, well, a man who would, I would acknowledge this, if a guy was like that, he'd be thought of as successful, right? But a woman who's a tough cookie is brusque. Anyway, she's best known for her role as the chairwoman of the President's Committee on Economic Security, and that's where Social Security came from. So in essence, she's responsible for Social Security. The ideas ruminated with her. And she was also active in issues around child labor, safety on the job, minimum wage laws, workers' comp. After Roosevelt's death, she resigned. So, anyway, it was very interesting. I thought that was a good story for a Labor Day about an effective leader, a mom. All right, let's get some other moms. Actually, moms and dads in the news here on the Good Day program. Here's the story of a mother and her one-year-old child who were abducted from a Target parking lot while they were putting things in their cars. You see this, Jennifer?
No, but that's scary.
The police are searching for two men They abducted a mother and her one-year-old child from a parking lot in Memphis at a Target store. The police department, the members of the Memphis Police Department, were told that a woman and her child had left Target after purchasing groceries. They were seen approached by two men who had guns. They forced the victim and the child into a vehicle, and they haven't been seen since.
Little suggestion, don't leave your back vulnerable when you are loading
things
in.
Isn't that awful?
Really. But it's horrible to think that way, but you really, really do. You've got to be defensive. It is really a sad state of affairs, but like when I get gas, I've got my back against the car, looking forward, keeping your eyes open. You just can't risk it. I know Jay talks about all the time how she keeps the door open and slides to the other side to get her kid out of the car.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Jay's off, by the way, for a couple of days. Jennifer is here as we work our way through a lot of the things that people are talking about, the conversations about the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that matter. And this woman certainly matters. Cash reward of $2,000 offered for any information leading to the identification and arrest of the two suspects. So, anyway, they haven't found him yet.
Wow.
Here's another mom in the news. This lady says her son was mistakenly put on a school bus and dropped off alone on the first day of school last week. North Carolina mom speaking out. She said her son's school placed him on a school bus and he wasn't supposed to be. A first grader on the wrong bus, doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know. He can't look out the window and say, I don't know where I am. He's 6 years old, for God's sakes.
Wow.
So the mother, imagine she can't locate the kid. She asked the staff at the child's school where he was. They don't know. They said they put him on a bus. Okay, which bus do you put him on? We don't know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The bus driver
would have to, like, peel me off of that school. I mean, come on.
But not only that, at the end of the ride, bus driver says, this must be your stop. It's the last stop. So the kid, the six-year-old kid, was basically told to get off the bus. Right. He shouldn't have been let off at all. So the mother is panicked, as you can imagine. She couldn't track her son down for 2-3 hours. The principal said, because he's six, he's not allowed to get off the bus. Okay.
Did they not put a call out to the bus drivers? Like, any confused kids on your bus? I mean, wouldn't that be pretty easy?
Yeah, you'd think they'd have cell phones and stuff, at least in this era. And maybe he fell asleep. Well, the superintendent said, maybe he fell asleep. No, he didn't fall asleep. The driver took him up, put him off the bus. And then the principal, I love these guys. Our top priority is the safety of our students. Right, you moron.
And please don't sue us, is what I think you wanted to add to that.
Right, exactly. The American School Bus Council, here we go. It doesn't keep track. Why are they even quoted? They sell school buses. What has that got to do with the...
they sell school buses.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. All right, let's see. We went from moms to dads now. Three children were kidnapped. There was a car crash victim, and their father, this is interesting, the father stopped to help somebody who was in a car crash, right? Father pulled over to help him out. Name is, Byron is the father's first name. Children's name, Olivia, Chloe, and Brandon. He and the children are in a town outside of Memphis, so this happened in the Memphis area as well, stopped his car, saw a car accident between a couple of people, and this is a story that you can find on Twitter as well. The driver, one of the cars, had a gash on his forehead. Witnesses at the scene said the Kia driver was asking for a ride to leave the accident scene. However, nobody was going to, they didn't feel comfortable taking him. They thought, wait for the ambulance. So the driver climbed into this guy's car, and drove away with his children inside. So he's outside helping the other person. This guy gets into his car and drives away.
Is this the Terrible People Report? Oh, my gosh.
All right. Okay, here's another one. You want? Here's another father. An Ohio father meets his doppelganger in Las Vegas.
That's
so I asked you, what's a lookalike? Mm-hmm. So this guy stumbled across this lookalike while he was drinking in a Las Vegas pool on vacation.
I wonder if they really looked alike or if the guy was just tanked.
Just drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably that story.
I feel
okay.
like that's a valid question.
I feel you're right about that. All right, a couple of moments as we have time, a couple more people stories in the news after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me. And it was something I got used to, but I don't have to get used to it anymore. Because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. Just I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Whole home protection, three units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use my promo code CLASSIC3. You'll save $200 and shipping is free.
All right, so I didn't, a couple of these stories instead of people. There's a story about a stabbing spree up in Saskatchewan, 10 people killed. I don't know if I want to spend much more time talking about that. I don't know. It's just more of the same Monday morning mayhem. The person that was killed, there was a plane crash in Puget Sound. You see that, Jennifer? One person dead, a number of others unaccounted for after a plane, was one of those floating planes?
Oh, the seaplanes, yeah.
Seaplanes crashed in Puget Sound. I remember taking one of those from Lake Union. I remember Brendan and I and Megan went out there for the World's Fair, and we took one of those. Well, Brendan was sick, so Megan and I took the plane ride. Fabulous experience. Obviously not so much, not so good for this guy. It's 10 before the hour here.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You want there with somebody? They don't even know who they are.
All right, Chuck, calm down, will you, please? Let's figure out why we're playing some innocuous theme. 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day for Labor Day. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments. All right, so you're here to impress Jennifer because you haven't impressed her for a long time.
I miss her.
Right.
I cannot believe it's Labor Day. Where did the summer go? Yeah. I remember it was like yesterday. Yeah. We were talking about Memorial Day. Memorial Day to Labor Day. A lot in between, too.
Yeah, for sure. All right, why did we play that theme?
That was the theme to Beetlejuice because I've been doing a show a long time because I remember talking about this birthday for the last few years. Michael Keaton turned 71 years old today, actually born Michael Douglas, and we know why he didn't use that.
That's
his legal name, Michael Douglas. So Michael Keaton, 71.
And Michael Douglas isn't even really his name. His real name is Michael Zerkinski or something like that.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there we go.
So all I'm right. a big Michael Keaton fan. I love in 82, he did a movie with Ron Howard, his first feature called Night Shift. Which to me is an awesome movie. They don't make them like that anymore.
He did a movie
called Gung Ho with Ron Howard. I like that movie a lot. Years later, he did The Paper with Ron Howard, also a good film.
You know
film.
What was his best?
Yeah.
I think one of the best
Tell
movies
me.
He ever did was Spotlight, the story of the Boston
Very
Globe.
Very good
Spotlight.
Movie.
That's a fabulous
movie. Won the Oscar for Best
movie.
Picture.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Right. There was some other good
When he did Beetlejuice in 88, he sort of revived him again, and then same year he did a movie called Clean and Sober, which is a small drama where he played an addict. I thought it was his best acting ever. And a year later, obviously, he gets the role of Bruce Wayne, Batman, makes him a megastar.
I remember riding on a plane with him from Los Angeles to Boston.
No, coach of first class.
What do you think, Chucker?
Okay, coach. I get it. What was Michael Keaton riding?
You think Stephen rides steerage, please?
No, I'm not. That's not where I sit. Thanks very much.
Okay, I got it.
So he was very, very quiet. People approached him, said hello to him, but he was very, very shy. I thought it was.
You know where he was born?
No.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Was he? Okay.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yes.
Florence Pugh is skipping Don't Worry, Darling presses. Why? What's the story with
her? I don't know.
And she was
well,
from
probably
the
probably, you know, there's a whole, I know it's too long to get into, but Shia LaBeau, who is the star of Transformers, who's had a ton of personal issues in his life, mm-hmm. was originally hired to be one of the main stars in that film, and then he wound up backing out. She said in an interview that she fired him. He brought in a video that showed evidence otherwise. She probably doesn't want to deal with the drama of answering some of these tabloid questions, but I think she's a talented actress. She was in a movie called Fighting With My Family, a wrestling movie a few years ago.
That was a great movie. That was a lot of fun.
When I saw her in that movie, I said, this girl is going to be a star, and she is becoming a star.
I didn't know that was her. That was a great
movie.
But
I am glad Olivia Wilde got a chance to direct and become a prominent female director now in the industry. She's worked for a long time. She was on House, if you remember House. The TV show.
Olivia Wilde was.
Olivia Wilde, I said. Yeah, Olivia
yeah,
Wilde.
I thought we were trying to separate between Pugh and Wilde.
Yeah.
Pugh doesn't
Olivia
like Wilde, and Wilde doesn't like Pugh.
Pugh is a star. Olivia Wilde is the director.
Right, okay.
Yep.
And so Harry Styles, where does he play in all of this?
He plays a lot in the real-life drama because he's in the movie, but she's dating him, Olivia Wilde. She's about, I think, 10 years older.
He's 26, she's 38. What's that got to do with Pugh? Was he ever dating Pugh?
No, not that I know of. I have no idea.
Kind of crazy.
What else do you got?
I'm looking at the movies on my local. It's raining here today, so I was thinking maybe I'd go to the movies. There's a movie with a guy from This Is Us. What is his name?
Sterling Brown, right?
Called Honk for Jesus.
Yeah, it's also on Peacock, Day to Day.
Is it?
I don't think it did very well in theaters. But Jaws actually did. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, but Jaws did $2.3 million playing on 1,200 screens on IMAX, and it's been re-released in 3D. I read that the people, the 3D conversion's really good, actually.
Really? So there's also a revival of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, because this is the 40th anniversary.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind seeing that again with Laura Banks, who's been on this program a number of times. Her claim to fame is that she was the girlfriend of Ricardo Montalban, the bad guy.
Oh, cool. He's great in that movie.
All right, Chugger. Yeah, talk to you
Thank
tomorrow.
You, Doug.
It's 59 past the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.